Kuyacaca-ke ukuthi after ama-stringent measures lade ekhandiwe ukuthi kube nama-lockdown ama-level ahard, kuthe makuvulwa mhlawumbe abantu abasazange balandele kakhulu imigomo le bekiweyo, ugqoka ama-mask, ukugeza izandla, ukusanitizer. Yebo, khona kuyalandelwa, kodwa kukhanya abantu beseberelaxe kakhulu, sebehlangana emcimbini bebaningi, abasayigcini ne-physical distance leyo adinceda ukuthi kwehle izinga lelo. Siye savela thina ukuthi uhulumeni angagcina decide futhi ukwenza ama-lockdown la ahash adala ukuthi isimo somnotho sibe nzima ebantwini, njengoba libonile ukuthi ngesikhathi sama-lockdown abantu bebelamba kanjani, abanye bephelelwe imisebenzi, kuvaliwe izinto eziningi. Siyakhuthaza futhi ukuthi abantu kungabe bakungcono nje baqale ukulandela le migomo ukuze kuzame ukuncishiswa ukubhebhetheka kwalo mkhuhlane.
Njengoba isivuliwe imingcele, lokhu akusoze kubangele yini ukumemetheka ngamandla komkhuhlane lo emazweni akhelane leSouth Africa afana leZimbabwe?
Ukuvula kwemingcele kuyinto kade sekufanele yenzeke, ngoba abantu kakhulu abamamigrant kuyadingeka ukuthi nabo bebelokhu bebuyela emakhaya besiyabona abantu ababo nemideni. Konke kodwa ne-economies zesadikhi ukuthi zivuleke kancane zihambe. Lokho akusho ukuthi sithi thina awubhebhetheki umkhuhlane ugcwale kubomakhelwane abantu uma bephuma bengena eSouth Africa, cha. Sithi thina bese kufanele kodwa ukuthi kube ne-movement, kodwa-ke kuzomele kube nama-conditions impela aqinileyo abonisa ukuthi kungagwenywa kanjani ukuthi umkhuhlane ubhebhetheke. Siye savela kumanje ukuthi sesizwile ukuthi abantu bayathenga ama-fake certificates bechapha ngawo umngcele, sokudala ne-corruption, bangabanjwa, kuyadiziswana, yonke lento efana naleyo. Kodwa abantu bakunanzelela ukuthi uhulumende yebo vele nguye okumele afake umthetho, kodwa umthetho kawufakeli yena uhulumende, uwufakela ukuphepha kwabo abantu. Kungakho bona yibo kumele bawugcine lowo mthetho ukuze baphephe.